We now welcome onto the call the head coach of the William & Mary Tribe, Mike Lennon. Good morning, Coach Lennon.
Morning. How are you doing?
I'm well. Before we get into this conference game on Thursday night, down at Campbell, just talk about how your camp has gone and the mood of your team headed into the season.
Yeah, thanks. It's gone pretty well. Guys have been flying around. A lot of veteran guys that are here have performed, you know, in college games. There's a level of maturity. Obviously, you want to add with the guys that you add to your team, the freshmen and, you know, those kind of guys. But I'm really happy with the performance. Guys, they're practicing fast, hard, very hungry. Just want to continue to keep trying to get better and improve, you know, our football team as a whole. So very, very pleased thus far.
First question this morning from Marty O'Brien. Go ahead, Marty.
Good morning, Coach.
Marty.
Two things I wanted to ask you. First of all, how healthy are you coming out of camp? And also, just talk a little bit about coming into this season, the importance of, you know, almost all of your players being guys that you recruited rather than having to depend on the transfer portal too much.
Yeah, you know, right now, the health of our guys is pretty good. I mean, obviously, when you're in training camp, every coach can attest to this, that after a while, you're going against each other. It's like your little brother. You get mad at him. You want to fight him and things like that. But, you know, you go through the growing pains. You go through those things that are competitive, and you try to find those things that guys are really good at. So putting you know, players together in terms of, you know, what package are they on, the nickel package? Are they on the regular defense? Where are they, four phase or three phase special teams? You know, all those things matter. And, you know, you're right, Marty. I know some of the coaches in the league have gone the transfer portal route. You know, we signed, you know, several high school kids, and, you know, and the culture and the things like that is kind of been what I've always wanted to try to establish. I mean, sometimes with transfer portal guys, you get them for a year or so, and if they're not playing, then maybe there's some issues in your locker room. I mean, all of us, you know, build our rosters the way we have to. And I think one of the things of players knowing that there's a chance to go to a grad school here, like the business school or school of ed, that has, you know, that's nationally ranked or recognized, that becomes one of the things that we try to just draw on and grow those players up through the program. So that's kind of where we are, where we're at. And, you know, thus far it's worked for us. We had players like a Nate Lynn come back, you know, for his final season of eligibility and want to play, you know, so that's kind of where we're at.
Thanks, Coach.
Thank you.
Mike, your next question from Dave Johnson. Good morning, Dave.
Morning, Rob. How you doing, Mike?
Hey, Dave.
I just wonder if you could talk a little bit about Razai and Bo and their teamwork at this coordinator position. Your thoughts on having two guys share a job, and does it, I mean, it's probably an obvious answer here, but does it have to be a specific type of two guys to be able to handle working together like that?
Well, first of all, they're, you know, the staff is tremendous. And when you have a guy like Razai and Bo's familiarity with the program, my familiarity with Razai, you know, I was there when he's at Virginia. I took the call when Coach Belichick said they were going to take him. They're going to draft him, second round draft pick for them. His football IQ and acumen is really, really good. He's a really good football coach. He handles the passing game part of it. And Bo, being a linebacker coach, you know, handling part of the running game, and they work collaborative. They work together. There's no ego. And, you know, they were here. They were here when Coach Brown was here, and, you know, the systems and the schemes and all those things of what we're looking for was talked about and gone over, you know, to the nth degree. And so you have two guys that have the kind of knowledge that they have and are willing to work together, because it's all about the team. Then, you know, then you keep the familiarity that they have with our players, with the scheme and the systems. And, you know, again, they're two really good individuals. And so it was easy.
Did you, I guess before you made that decision and after Vincent left, did you sense a strong chemistry between them, I guess, that made you say this will work perfectly?
You know, I have a, again, like I said, I can't speak enough about the staff that I have. And these guys, they go work out together. They go to lunch together. They do all kinds of things together. Their families hang out together. And so when you have that kind of staff cohesiveness and no one is, you know, worried about who gets the credit and things like that, when they're coaching the players to the best of their ability, getting them ready to play, we watch what they do academically, socially, all those types of things. Then when you try to create a culture like that, particularly even with your staff, it's been pretty positive. So they've them along with all the other coaches on the staff, you know, have we're like-minded in a way that what's important to us. And those two guys in particularly, Rossi on the back end with the DBs and, you know, the linebackers, and Bo with the linebackers and up front guys, you know, handling the running game. So they worked very well together.
Thanks. I appreciate it.
Yep.
Next question from David Teal. Good morning, Dave.
Good morning, Mike. You mentioned your team's experience earlier. You are experienced with top five preseason ratings from your time at Richmond, both seasons there. Does this team share some traits with those teams? Because both of them certainly lived up to those preseason expectations.
Yeah, you know, Dave, you're always going to things optimistic, but you're cautious. You always go into things very humble, because you start bragging about yourself and talk about what you've done and what we're going to do. It never works out that kind of way. So the humility part of it remains such a key focus, you know, to this team this year, because every year a team's identity is born. And I think that having, you know, I could talk about guys defensively, but having a guy like John Pius and Nate Lynn opposite each other, rushing the passer. I remember back in those Richmond days, you know, Lawrence Sidbury, guys like that, you had to have that ingredient. And so there are ingredients to being really, really good. But like I said, a lot of the coaches have said here, you know, the injury part of it, the best ability is availability and all those things. The ball bounces the right way. You know, you're not playing in 8 inches of snow, you know, all those types of things. So you just never know. You just play the games and you take it one game at a time. And like for us, you know, a very, very good Campbell team we're about to play. Coach Mender's done a really good job. He has added to his team, you know, with some transfer guys. And so he's added instantly to his team. And so you just got to be ready to play every game now, because of the unknown quantity until it becomes a known quantity when you're playing a team for the first time after they've gone out and done a good job establishing their team. Thanks, Dave.
Next question from John O'Connor. Go ahead, John.
Hey, good morning, Coach London. I was going to ask you about those Campbells. Having added so many newcomers, I wonder what you project you might see down there on Thursday night. Thank you.
Yeah, you know, obviously a team that's been infused with a lot of really good players. They were always very athletic, fast, you know, very confident. They play confident on the field, and they do a lot of really good things. And so when you add an element of people that have played perhaps at the FBS level and have contributed or looking for opportunities, you know, to get better and then be involved with a team that and Coach Mentor's, you know, where he's been and what he's done, then, you know, you have the makings of being a really good football team. So I'm quite sure there'll be some things that, you know, we played each other last year, but again, there's new personalities. There's a supplant of other guys in position. They got some preseason guys that were on, you know, being noted, their offensive tackle, their kicker, one of their linebackers. They have an outstanding athletic quarterback. And so you take those components and you add on other players, you know, that have played in college football games, and, you know, you'll find out that there'll be some things that we've studied that they'll do that we hadn't prepared for. But the culmination of all camps, reps and things like that are going to have to carry us through this first game of the unknown until we start playing more teams and start getting film of other teams. But hat goes off to Coach Mentor. Campbell's a very good football team. We play them Thursday night. You know, all those elements of playing your first game are definitely in the mix.
Thanks, Mike.
Thanks, John.
Mike, one more for you from Dave Johnson. Go ahead, Dave. John, you Dave, yeah.
There we go. Sorry. Just wondering about your receiver position. You obviously have Kendrick, Mayo, and Rose. back from last year. Anybody from that you might see stepping up this year that hadn't maybe gotten as much time in the past?
Yeah, you know, there's always the guys you got to grow up into being on the field performers. The guys that you mentioned have dedicated performance in the game. You know, Hollis Mathis is a wild card, can do so many other different things, play quarterback, receiver, you know, return kicks, all those types of things. Josh Guilford is a name of a guy that's been in our program that maybe, you know, hadn't got a lot of reps because you've had, you know, the Kalen Newtons of the world. But he's a guy, you know, and there's some young freshmen that have really done a really good job that are going to add themselves to, you know, 2-3 phase special teams, but also a chance to get on the field as a receiver as well. So, you know, that's a position that, you know, we've got guys that have played it, still there's a few guys that are going to, they're going to play this year that hadn't played or hadn't gotten enough reps last year. They're going to be stepping up. They've demonstrated in practice. And so we're excited about their opportunities on this Thursday coming up.
Thank you.
Thanks, Dave.
All right, Mike. Thanks so much for your time here this morning. Safe travels to Buies Creek, and we'll talk again next Monday.
All right. Thank you.
All right. Take care.